So Aragon, she is the policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. And we say hello, Aragon. How are you?
Hi, well and you?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, I want to commend you, Big Daddy Liberty, on your show on a Tuesday. Oh. It is absolutely riveting.
And
often,
thank you.
And often I can't hear on the Tuesday, so I'll either catch it via the podcast, or I'll listen on Sunday. I will make a point of listening on Sunday.
I've got to second that. And the program on Brexit was just so unbelievably informative and fantastic.
Oh,
and
it did ran last week.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think anyone knows as much as Herman knows about Brexit. I mean, he's a walking encyclopedia on the matter.
Yeah, incredible. So we're talking about, Simon was very offended by this title,
I just think it's a very loaded question. The lack of compassion of the progressive left. Wow, that's kind of a packed statement.
Like, yes, you know,
lack of compassion is what it did. It certainly did. Explain.
Is this about Greta? Is this about Greta?
No, it's not. although you might have been tempted. No, I'm not. I'm apologize because I'm looking. I've had a sort of little miniature blowout with my computer, and I wanted to communicate this absolutely correctly. I'm just looking for the piece of information, but it really has to do with the fact that with the sort of dominance of the progressive left in academia and the moving out into society where those who hold left opinions almost do not condone the opinions of other parties, of people who disagree with them, and determine who is right and who is wrong, and they are always right and the others like me are always wrong, and there's a sort of almost a paternalistic, patronizing quality to that sort of approach. When we essentially need debate and a free expression of ideas, even if it irritates both people extensively. But this was, I suppose, in another league of its own. Let me tell you what I'm looking at. There was a piece in an online newspaper in BizNews, in which the writer noted what he called the death of common decency that have once characterized the respected British media, notwithstanding their political leanings. And he's referring to The Guardian, which is, you know, one of Britain's iconic newspapers. It's also its foremost left-wing newspaper, but that's the stance it takes. But in his view, and I'm afraid I have to agree with him, they said that an editorial stooped to a new low because it commented on former Prime Minister David Cameron's memoirs, which came out last week.
Oh, yes, and there was a big hoo-ha about the Queen and things that he had revealed about the Queen.
And
political memoirs, shall I call them, always have something to attract most people, usually for the wrong reasons. But here the editorial stated that because of who he was, Cameron, the pain of the death of his severely disabled son, Ivan, in 2009 was diminished.
Sorry, I'm following you. The Guardian said that because of who he was, the loss of his son was diminished.
Because he's essentially was a conservative prime minister and therefore Beelzebub himself, any pain that he experienced as a result of the death of his severely disabled son was diminished. It was diminished by virtue of his position as the dreaded Conservative Party Prime Minister.
But what was the thinking? What was the logic behind that?
I don't know. And what's really, really scary about it is that it was an editorial. It wasn't a single journalist going off on a sort of tangent of their own. It was an editorial, which meant that it was compiled by, at the end of the day, three, maybe four or even five senior personnel. And at no time has there been an explanation or apology from the editor-in-chief. It's, I think, one of the most deeply frightening things I have ever read, because whatever happens is death, grief should generally be treated equally. We will sympathize and empathize with a person who has lost a child, irrespective of their political leanings. It's a sign. It's a fundamental sign of our humanity. And this just took that whole position to a nadir, if I can put it like that.
Yeah. So Aragon, we always have such cheerful conversations with you. Thank you so much. And this was brought to you by Prozac and Zoloft.
Yes, and
and whatever else.
Zanol. Goodness
me. You see, to me, the guardian. Yeah.
Okay.
The opposite of the,
So Aragon, thank you so much.
No, my pleasure.
Obviously won't hear you on Tuesday, but, Tuesday.
Not for the two Tuesdays. Sorry, for the next 2 weeks, I'm in, visiting my sister in the States.
Oh, wonderful. We wish you a Shana Tova, you and your family, Umutuka, and, we will see you when you get back.
Yeah.
God bless. Bye bye.
Cheers.
Bye.